Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the broadcast on today. Well, we are excited about this topic. Good morning to my awesome co-host, Professor Terry Benjamin. Oh, I am doing
right here,
getting down with this awesome Tuesday morning book-by-book success project, helping you to change your life for the better, one book at a time. You know, it is so amazing. And so we're going to get right into this topic. I'm sure there is a lot to discuss. Just looking at the introduction to this topic, talking about supersize your future, schedule for success. And I love that how you said there in the intro, you can master your life if you only take time to do it. So that is big right there. I mean, that just speaks volumes. You can master your life if you only take time to do it. And so that's what you're going to be discussing today. What steps does it take to master your life? And what will it take to do it?
And it's funny because, Coach Lalisa morning show. And again, people have to understand that the coaching is important, because even our greatest athletes have coaches.
That's right.
And so, coaching is something that really, if you want to ensure your success, get a good coach.
Absolutely. I totally have been sensing that. I have a coach. As a matter of fact, I have a couple of them. And so it is very, very important. It's just like, even entertainment. A lot of people in the entertainment industry, you have acting coaches.
Yeah.
You have people who are maybe are singers or whatever, they also have these coaches who help them get better, because that's what a coach does. A coach helps you get better, or they help you achieve your dream. And
wow,
that's what I learned about coaching. That's the person who is focused on your dream, and they help you achieve your dream.
That's just good. That's excellent. And it's so funny because, you know, we try to have a better life. We try to have the best life. But a lot of times I think what we need is right in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't notice it because we don't really look at it in the right way. And I think once we, you know, change our perspective, once we sort of shift our sight, you know, we look at things in a different way, things seem to change right before our eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, things can be, well, you know, that's that reading the handwriting on the wall right before our very eyes. And you say here, I love how you say that, you know, there's a such thing to schedule for success. In other words, turn your schedule, you said, into a stepping stone for success. And you're going to be talking about this book by Paul D. Jones. And so I'm just excited, excited, excited. It says, turn your schedule into stepping stones for success by businessman, entrepreneur, and motivational speaker Paul D. Jones. He said, this is another entry in the popular book-by-book Success Project, another opportunity to educate you, inspire you, and move you to action. He said, according to Jones, the future will never stop. There will always be a tomorrow. Shape your schedule today to match the future you desire for tomorrow. It's time to schedule for success. Make a date to read this book and change your life. And, you know, when I read that the other day, I said, whoa, is this man in my head or what? Because that this Paul D. Jones person, I don't even know him, but now I'm going to try to look him up, because that very thing right there,
mm-hmm,
where he said, shape your schedule today to match the future you desire for tomorrow. I have been saying that for the longest to people, especially the people that I work with in the halfway house, because, you know, God had showed me that, Lalisa, the only reason your tomorrow's got better because of the things you began to do today that were better. That's the only way. It wasn't magic. It doesn't take a psychic. It doesn't take a crystal ball. Your tomorrow will be better when you start doing things today that are better. That's it. That's all.
Right. It's almost like planting seeds. So you're planting your seeds
exactly
today for a better tomorrow.
You're not eating your seed. Yeah.
Because a lot of people think that, the success just happens, but it's the opposite. People plan for success.
You have to. Yeah, Terry, it's almost like they think they can throw the seed away. They think they can go and, you know, give the seed to someone else. They think they can eat the seed. They think they can destroy the seed and end up with a great harvest, which the harvest is always tomorrow. It's always tomorrow. It's always sometime later. You see,
right.
But when people don't see, I see it all the time. But of course, it happened to me for 30 plus years of my life.
Yep.
So that I was whatever harvest you get is an example of what you planted. So if you're getting negativity, that means you planted something negative.
And philosophy, that's a harsh reality. They don't want
it
to believe
is.
That.
It is very
they
harsh.
Don't
they don't
that,
want
you know,
to.
No, because
absolutely,
they figure, you know.
Things just happen. Things just fall out the sky. There's nothing I did or didn't do.
It's just so interesting. You know, again, I like what you said. A lot of times, you know, you hear something, and it's exactly what you need to hear at that particular time.
Mm-hmm.
This past weekend, I was on a retreat called Men on Fire. been on fire. This is number 8, and I've been going for the last maybe like 5 years. And every time I go, I come back with so much great information. And one of the things that I got from this Men on Fire, it's sponsored by two different churches, two different pastors get together and invite the men down to the Hyatt, Morristown Hyatt Hotel. And, you know, it's like a Friday and Saturday. And then one of the speakers was a gentleman named Bishop Dale Bronner, and he is the bishop of the World of Faith Family Worship Cathedral. And this is in Atlanta, and his family is very well known in the Atlanta area. As a matter of fact, hair products, Bronner brothers, they sell hair products, but they also do an annual hair show, which is very, very popular. And there's 6 brothers, and all of them are in business. And Dale Bronner is obviously in the ministry. And the thing that he said, which was really sort of made me sit up in my chair, he said that, you know, there's 2 things to consider, whether you want to be rich or you want to be wealthy. And he said being rich is the person who has a lot of money, but they work very hard as well. I mean, they put in the 12-hour days. But to be wealthy is to have money and to have time. You know, you can have a lot of money, but if you don't have time to really enjoy it, the time to do the things that you want to do with your family and your friends and travel and really learn, you really have to be wealthy. And so there's a distinction between being rich and being wealthy. Being rich is about money. Being wealthy is about time. And I really needed to hear that at that particular time because, again, when we talk about, you know, books, we talk about knowledge, we talk about things that we can use because, again, you know, wisdom without application is really fruitful. I mean, it bears no fruit. So you take the wisdom and you apply it to your life. And this book is so important because it talks about scheduling for success. And we have to understand that you have to make time. You have to make time to be successful. It doesn't happen by accident. It really happens on purpose, and so as we live our life on purpose, we really have opportunity to have the life that we really want. We build the seeds today for tomorrow. And the thing that I found interesting about the whole weekend was that you had a group of men who came together to pray, to worship, to fellowship. And the biggest thing that most of them said is, and the thing that every time I go to the conference, we have a big discussion about this, is that every Christian man, every good man, wants to take care of his family. You know, that's his primary objective, to take care of his family. And with the economy, it's a challenge. But as Christian men, we know that it is our obligation to take care of our family. And if that means having like 4 or 5 jobs, and Bishop Bronner said, you know what, I mean, that's the key. We have to have more than one stream of income. And you talk to somebody like Paul V. Jones, who has many businesses, but even with that, he finds time to really write this excellent book, which is entitled Schedule for Success, Turn Your Schedule into Stepping Stones for Success. And basically, I just want to touch on a few things in the book, but there's so much to discuss that I'm just going to be very, very brief and just say that the book is broken into 2 parts. Book 1 is entitled Schedule for Success, and book 2 is entitled Schedule Staying Connected. And I think that's the key right here with this book, Staying Connected. And I like the way he begins, and it's so funny because, you know, as a person who does a lot of research, I know that there are primary sources and there are secondary sources. And the secondary sources are really from the wisdom and the richness of the primary source. And so a lot of times, if you really want to be successful, you need to go to the source. You need to go to the primary source. And it's so funny, as I go through this book by book Success Project and I read different books, I find that all these books go back to another book that a lot of
people... The Bible.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So you read them. Because it's so funny because, you know, in my haste to get down to Morristown, I forgot my Bible, Lisa. And I knew that, okay, it's a Christian common, so we're going to use the Bible, right?
Right.
And I tried not to carry everything, and because I have a Bible in my Kindle,
uh-huh.
You know, and I have a Bible that I carry with me. But in my haste to get everything together, I ran down there without a Bible.
Wow.
But what I didn't realize it's so funny, you know things that you don't know, you know?
Okay. Okay.
And so what happened, Lisa, I went down there and I realized that, you know what? Every hotel has a Bible.
Well, okay.
You know?
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, and it's so funny how God equips you to have the tools that you need. And so, Lisa, I had a Bible. You know,
wow.
I reached in the nightstand drawer and there was
mm-hmm.
a Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, now I can go downstairs.
You
know, and participate fully. I think a lot of times we don't understand we need to invest in our tools. I tell my students, you know, you buy your books because you're investing in your education. You're investing in your future.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so we talk about primary sources. You know, let's get right to it. Let's understand that the Bible is this source.
All right.
And it's so funny, as I put it out there, you pick right up on it. You know?
Right. Now I knew, yeah, because, well, you know. So now, where was this retreat at?
It was at the Morristown Hyatt Hotel.
Wow, and it was
yes.
down in Morristown.
Yes, in Morristown. Yeah, beautiful hotel, beautiful facility, and it was so nice because the way it was set up that there was a multiplex movie theater connected to the hotel. You know, and I had to slip off and see a movie. And it's so funny because the movie I saw was a new movie by Denzel Washington called Flight, which is an amazing movie. A lot of times when you see advertising, it talks about how he saved these passengers on this particular ship.
Mm-hmm.
On this particular airplane. But what they don't talk about, the movie is really about him being an alcoholic. And him lying to himself and lying to people. And the climax of the movie is when he stops lying. I won't tell you all about this. I want you to go see it.
I do want to see it, yes.
Yeah. But again, you know, it's very thought-provoking, and it's very very timely, because even with that particular film, you know, if you sometimes you have to admit who you are. And you have to admit the fact that, you know what, your life is really the sum total of your of what you speak. And also, what the Bible says that
as a man speaketh,
right, from the heart,
the abundance of the heart.
Yeah, right. Yeah, from
the mouth,
abundance of the heart. You know, the mouth speaks, and what happens? So we know that transformation is from the inside out.
Yes.
And in this book here, this is the big thing that I want to talk about, and it's on page 44, and it says I'm making the right connection. And Paul D. Jones says in his book, he says that everyone should have what I call a connection kit to make sure you find, nurture, and maintain valuable connections. Your connection kit should include, and this is what I really wanted to talk about. We only have a few minutes, but I just want to say here, this is the connection kit that everybody should have. And in this connection kit, there is 1, 2, 3, 4 elements, okay? And he says here that personal growth is tied to having the right connection in life. Knowledge and wisdom are essential, yet being fully truly connected to other people can open countless doors now and in your future. So ask yourself, who do you know? It is who you know and who knows you that can assist you in your rise to the next level. We must stay connected to the vast and valuable resources of other people in our world. And in that light, it gives us a connection kit, which involves 1, 2, 3, 4 things. And I'm going to just do those things briefly. Number one, the Holy Bible. Being connected to God's wisdom will give you the faith to keep going when times get hard. I believe that the Bible is the best business and life resource book that will ever exist. Number one, the Holy Bible. Number two, who you know may be the best referral to the person or persons you will need to gain wisdom and guidance from next. People are an important factor in whatever you do. So serve people well with love, and what you sow, you shall reap. Number one, the Holy Bible. Number two, who you know may be the best referral to the person or persons you will need to gain wisdom and guidance from next. Number three, education. Make sure that you're always increasing your personal skills so that you do not allow yourself to become outdated. Always look to learn more every day. Number one, the Holy Bible. Number two, the person that you know will help you get your best referrals. And number three, education. And number four, the power of technology and online services. Let me say it again. The power of technology and online services. For many people, the Internet is their first form of communication. For more information, people will go to your website or send a text message before calling you. Stay connected and current and use the power of the Internet to help achieve your schedule of success. So again, this connection kit includes four things. The Holy Bible, who you know,
yes,
be the best referral. Number three, education. And number four, the power of technology and online services. I mean, you got, let's say you got to be in it to win it. If you're not into these four things, you're not going to be successful. And then you may be successful, but it won't be the success that you really deserve. You won't really get the riches that God has really, really had reserved for you. This book starts with a quote from Philippians, Philippians chapter 4, 12 to 13, and he says, and I quote, "I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little, for I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." And so the Bible is our strength. The Bible is our stronghold, and anything that has ever been done on this planet is in the Bible. You know, this book is a book for all seasons and all reasons and definitely for all success. And so, I mean, we can read all these self-help books, which is great, but you know what? It all goes back to the primary source, which is the Holy Bible.
I totally agree. I totally agree with you. We talk about it all the time. My sister and I, when we talk about these various motivational speakers, and we say how, you know, whether it's Wayne Dyer or almost any of them, almost everything they say is founded on the Word of God. But here's the thing. We know that many, now Wayne and them, they don't have a problem with acknowledging him, but there are many who won't acknowledge God, but yet use his stuff. But that's okay.
Is it something?
That would be like your children. That would be like your son, your daughter.
In college, we call that plagiarism.
But that would be like your son and daughter, who are legitimately your children, yet they borrow your car, you know, take your credit card, you know, go off with their friends, living good with their friends. But then when you ask, who are your parents, you're like, I don't know, I don't have any.
It does something.
That would be, you know what I'm saying? That's how it is, yeah, because you didn't say to them, they're living large at your expense and looking good at your expense, but won't acknowledge you, but won't acknowledge you as the source.
Yeah, and it's so funny, Lisa, because, you know, it's funny when people tell me that I'm a self-made man or I'm a self-made woman. I realize there's no such thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, it's, you can't make yourself, okay?
That's
you know,
right.
I mean, it's like the man can do a lot of things, but he can't make the earth because it's already been made. There's this joke that Joe Austin talks about, a scientist who says to God, you know what, God, I can do everything that you can do. As a matter of fact, I can be you. And God says, well, okay, well, you know, if that's the case, well, why don't you build the earth? And so what the man does is he said, okay, well, I'll do that. And he goes to you know, use the God, use the dirt that God has given. And God says, wait a minute. I mean, if you're going to build the earth, you got to use your own dirt.
You got to make your own dirt. I love it. Somebody said, I got an email years ago. I wished I had saved it. I never laughed so hard. I think that was the funniest thing I've heard in my adult life.
Yeah.
And the lady who shared it with me, I know who she is. I wonder if she still has it. She still works at the same company. But I've often thought about that, how it was a little scenario of things he would go through and he could make and keep up with. But when it came down to make man, he says, get your own dirt. And
right.
Yeah, so
yeah,
you know,
so bad, you know.
Right, and you know, so this book, this success, and you know, and God allows us to be co-creators. He said, "I made you in my image." He's given us dominion. So yes, He expects us to do things, but the thing is, we don't get to get the credit.
And it's so funny because, again, I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I tell my students, I said, you know, when you should speak with reference, because obviously you're smart on your own, but when you speak with reference, it gives you even more influence because you're not speaking out of your own understanding. You're saying according to the Bible, according to this person, according to that person. That makes your argument even stronger, you know?
Okay, I got that. And so, yeah, and that's, you know, so when we give that reference, when we know that we couldn't do anything, you know, on our own, but we know that we better do a bunch of stuff because He gave us the power to get it done. So we can't, you know, get caught in, well, I won't do anything because He didn't tell me what to do. Well, He told you to do something. He said... Be busy, be about work, be doing my thing. He says, greater work will you do. He's given us a lot of leeway and leverage to be doing and making and creating, you know. So He's very wise. That's why they call Him the all-wise God.
Oh, yeah. And it's so funny that Jesus Christ said, you know, basically, you know, we can do even better than Him.
Exactly.
You know,
that's greater work.
He says, you know what? I'm teaching you to do better than I do, like parents and children. You know, I want my kids to do better than I mean, I build a foundation, but I don't want you to settle for that. I want you to go beyond that, you know. That's what loving parents do.
Well, we want to just stop and take a moment and recognize our listeners. Thank you for tuning in each and every morning, 7 a.m., but especially here on Tuesday mornings for the Book by Book Success Project. Thank you so much for your support and, you know, listening to the broadcast. We know that it's helping individuals to grow, and that's what we're talking about, grow and moving forward, moving onward, moving upward, coming out of some of those problem areas that we've been stuck in. And so if you tuned in today talking about supersize your future, schedule for success, and you can master your life if you only take time to do it, love it. I'm talking about a book by Mr. Paul D. Jones, and the book is Turn Your Schedule into Stepping Stones for Success. Awesome, awesome, awesome stuff. But go ahead. We have about 10 more minutes.
Well, my only thing, I just want to say that, you know, again, the information is out there. I mean, it's nothing that's hitting for us. You know, and it's so funny with the new technology. I mean, we can even actually go to, find Paul T. Jones and maybe even see him in person. We can see him giving a lecture. We can see him talking about his book. You know, and so what happens is that the education that we get from the new technology is truly amazing. I can be in a Wayne Dyer seminar this afternoon by just going into my computer. And so I'm saying is that let's not waste what has been given us. It has been given to us for a purpose. And so I said, you know, again, let's live life on purpose. Let's schedule for success, and let's make the time that we need to be all that we can be, and not just for ourselves, but for our friends and for our family. And those who have children, I mean, it's really, you have to be the example for your children. If you want your children to be successful, you got to give them the tools to do just that.
Wow. Yes. Yeah, he's even right here on, I see he's here on YouTube, Schedule for Success by Paul D. Jones. So, wow, going to definitely be tuning in to that. He said, who told you you were broke? I like that one. He's got a book.
Oh, yes. And that's from the Bible, again, you know, because, you know, when Adam and Eve, you know, did what they did, you know, God, you know, came after them and asked, you know, who told you were naked? And also, you know, like we talked about last week, about, you know, Adam was held responsible for what Eve did. You know, he was held responsible because he was the first, you know, the first one there. But the thing is, again, the Bible, you know, the epiphany maybe today is that, you know, the Bible is the primary source. All we need is right there. And, you know, and there's Bibles all over. You don't have to have a Bible. I mean, I'm walking the street, and I've seen people on the street giving out free Bibles. It's there. We just got to take advantage of it.
Wow. Take massive action. Well, I just, no, go ahead. You have a few more minutes. I'm just putting up
the
link.
Again, this book is so valuable because, again, you know, we talk about business. I think a lot of times, you know, we have to understand that, you know, God wants us to be prosperous, and God wants us to do business. God wants us to take the talent that we have and really supersize that to the point where, you know, I don't ever want to be so content that I just sit around all day. No, I never want to be that content. I want to be always about something, and really about the business of really spreading the news of His kingdom, because that's what it's coming down to. You know, we have something to look forward to, and what we have to look forward to is greater than we can ever imagine here today. And so, you know, we go for this thing. I like the way you put it this morning. You know, again, we're going book by book. We're going step by step, and we really we have a destination in mind. But the next destination that we go toward, as we get closer to it, it expands. You know, it's like, you know, you're in a beautiful garden, and you walk through the garden, and every time you look around, there's more. The flowers become more beautiful. The greenery is even greener. You know, the sun is even brighter. And so we're really looking. We're walking toward a fabulous future, a great future. You know, and so. Now, what we'll do probably toward the end of this year is maybe sit down and review the best books of the Book by Book Success Project, because, you know, the new year is coming soon, and I'm looking forward to a new year of possibilities and success.
Well, I tell you, this one it looks like a very, very huge book, this book by this Schedule for Success, and I can't wait to get my copy. And I also want to check out that Who Told You You Were Broke?
Oh,
I'm gonna be following this dude. I just put a link to his video on YouTube up on Facebook. So thank you, Professor Terry Benjamin, for bringing this book to us and sharing it with us. This is just exactly what we need, especially in a time like this. And so, for those of you who are tuned in, continue to follow us. Each and every Tuesday, there is another book to come. And it's just amazing, just so amazing. So go out and get this one, and just keep on. Awesome. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Great, great, great. So, okay, well, you know what? We just have a few more Tuesdays left in the year of 2012 as we wind down and talk about that scheduling. Definitely we're going to be adding that to our repertoire of coaching activities for people. I love it, that Schedule for Success. And that's it. That's good. That's good. I'm telling you, that's that planning coming together, making that plan and sticking to it. But I'm sure it's a lot more detailed than that. But
oh yeah, because we just sort of scratched the surface. But the thing is that I want people to understand that once you start this journey of actually living on purpose and educating yourself really for the purpose that we were put here for, you'll find that, you know, you'll meet other authors and other people talk about other books and that kind of thing. Is almost like, you know, once you put in your mind that you're going to be successful, the things that you need come to you. I mean, it goes back to the law of attraction. As you move in your journey, you will attract to you the things that you need to go to the next step. That's why there's no reason for us to become fearful or us to feel that there's no direction. If we move in the right way, you know, if we move in a righteous way, all the things that we need will be added to us.
Awesome. Okay, well, hey, you heard it right here on the Coach Lalisa Show, talking with Professor Terry Benjamin, as I do every Tuesday morning, and loving it. Book by Book Success Project. Today's book, Schedule for Success by Paul D. Jones. Go get that book. Check it out. Grow your knowledge. Grow your life. Schedule some success. Don't sit around and think that success is not for you. You can have it. You can. Oh, this is great. I think this is just a powerful way to wind down the year and get ready for the next year. We have more to come. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, Wednesday morning, where my topic is bleeding to succeeding. From bleeding to succeeding. You know, sometimes you got to bleed before you succeed. So we're going to be talking about that. To be some bloodshed for the success in your life. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow. And so, all right, Brother Terry, you have an awesome day.
I will. It started out well, you know, so it can get better.
I know this ain't the start because you didn't already been up and jogged and ran and walked and all this other stuff. But boy, oh boy, this was really, really good. I'm really, really impressed with this book, and thank you so much for bringing this new author to us that I have never heard of. Not that he's new, but new to me, so.
Well, see, that's the thing, a new book is just one that you haven't read, even if it might be published many, many decades ago, but it's new to you, especially if it's just the first time you're seeing it. So, yeah, there's many new books that we need to read.
Need to read this one for real, anybody that wants to be a success. And that's what I've been talking lately. You've probably noticed some of my stuff I've changed from just saying coach to success coach.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the Holy Spirit just dropped that in my spirit. It was like, no, you're not just a coach. You're a success coach because you're about success. You're about people achieving success. So that's why I'm just so taken aback by this title that you brought to me.
I see that.
All within the past 7 days. No, you'll see. Even my Release Your Power training now, it's Release Your Power Success Training Series. I just did this all in the past 7 days.
Yeah, yeah. Well, again, as it goes back to release your power for what? I mean, it has to be a purpose for releasing the power.
Mm-hmm. That's
we
it.
We have a lot of power within ourselves, because you know? That's the way we were made.
Yes, yes. Yeah, and you're releasing it, yes, and to become this authentic you. The authentic you is a person that is just achieving success, so... That's so awesome. So, again, Terry, I tell you, I'm just always blown away how God is just either confirming, affirming, linking. I mean, that's what he does. He's moving forward. He's always forward moving. When we move, he moves. When he moves, if we're hooked up with him, when he moves, we move. There's no stagnation in God.
Well, that's the thing, and like I said, I just came from a retreat, so I have a lot of things to digest, but it's just great when people, like-minded people get together, but they raise the roof of possibilities. I thought about things I never thought about. I met a gentleman who is a musician. You know, he plays guitar, and he also has a studio in his home, so I'm going to visit him this week and find, you know, some way we can do some work together. But again, I met him, and I won't say by accident. I would say I met him accidentally on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because we sat down and we just hit it off, you know? And I know that is God moving me in a certain direction and also helping him as well. I mean, we got so much to do. And there's so much to do, but again, I mean, I'm not worried about it because I know that I have the greatest helper of all, you know.
I know that's right. Well, on that,
you know, they say if God is for you, I mean, hey, who could be against you? And if they are against you, they won't prosper because you know what I mean. You got the greatest force on in the universe, you know.
That's right. They won't prosper because nothing formed against you will ever prosper. So there you go. If somebody's against you, there's that word against. So it just doesn't add up. Like a math doesn't add up. Him and President Obama said, "The math, just do the math. It just doesn't add up." Your enemy,
and it never will, because again, I mean, I think what you do, what I do, is just not for ourselves, you know.
Oh no, it's not.
Sometimes you get tired, man. You get tired of getting up to do this and to do that. But you know what? There is a bigger purpose at work here, and we realize that sometimes I'm just guided, you know.
Yeah, you rarely get tired when you're serving others, because serving others gives you energy. So you really, you know, whatever you pour out, he's gonna pour back in. He said, "What you make happen for others, I'll make happen for you." So you can't lose. You can't lose in this game. It's beautiful to when you can really tap into what he's talking about. But you can't do that if you don't read it. So there you have it. Got to read the word. Got to know what he says.
That's right. Because like I said, that's a primary source. You know. So what? Sometimes you know, if you know, people pay for something that's fake. You know, when a few more pennies, they can get the real thing. You know. So why pay for the fake thing? Why pay for the counterfeit when you can have the real thing? You know, and I don't understand it all the time. You know?
Yep, we do it every day.
Because you know, I know people get tired, and I know people get frustrated. But you know what? I don't know. I think it's always better to have the best. You know, because if you have the best, you can enjoy it more. That's why you know you buy the best clothes, because you know the best suit, the best dress, the best skirt is going to last a lot longer than something that is not as good quality, you know?
Well, there, that's all we have time for. On that note, we'll see you back here tomorrow, and we'll see you back, Terry, next Tuesday.
Yes, you will.
Terry.
Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.